Não, mas vai com a falta muito.
This election is a nail-biter, and supporters of leftist presidential candidate Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are worried. Polls had predicted that the former president would defeat the current right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, by a double-digit margin. His lead instead, just 5 percentage points. Yet Lula remained upbeat, insisting he was certain to win the presidential runoff on October 30th.
I've never won an election in the first round. I've won them all in the second round, all of them. Here in the runoff, what's important is the change to think thoroughly on what you propose to society and build a network of alliances.
Hundreds of supporters gathered on Paulista Avenue to cautiously celebrate the result.
Lula supporters here are sounding upbeat, optimistic that they will win in the runoff. But what this election has proven is that the polls were wrong and that Bolsonaro cannot be underestimated.
President Bolsonaro is not contesting the results, as he had suggested he might. Instead, he had reason to celebrate. His political party has become the number one force in Congress. He believes that his second term is now only 28 days away.
I recognize that many people feel their standard of living has fallen. Now we will show them, with greater emphasis, that we recognize their spending power has diminished, but also show that our economy is recovering well.
This already divisive election could become even more divisive in the coming weeks.
President Bolsonaro is really questioning the capacity of the electoral justice and of the electoral electronic system to work properly, and so to give him what he believes that is the only acceptable result, that is his victory.
Brazilians now face another 3 weeks of intense campaigning in an election in which the outcome is even more uncertain than before. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Sao Paulo, Brazil.